It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is good to hear national elected leaders and the candidates for president of the United States discussing the importance of helping private sector businesses create more jobs for American workers. It's not yet clear what type of jobs they are focusing upon, but I would like to recommend that they begin their efforts by working with the owners and investors of America's clothing industry with the goal of restoring 50% or more of the jobs lost to outsourcing clothing and textile products. I suggest that local and national political candidates show us their leadership by organizing national and statewide meetings with America's clothing manufacturers to hear their suggestions on ways to expand the clothing industry within America's shores, and then document their plans to restore those jobs. Today, 90% of the clothing formerly made in the United States of America is now made in foreign countries. It's time for this statistic to be reversed to where it was 30 years ago, a time for local, state, and national candidates seeking your vote in November to not only talk about jobs, but demonstrate their ability to do something for the long-term benefit of the American people. By working together, elected officials and business leaders have the opportunity to restore the balance we need between imported and domestic products in America. It's often stated that tax loopholes made it better for companies to outsource manufacturing, which killed jobs and job skills here in the USA, so I'm suggesting that all candidates present us with a written plan to close the tax loopholes and urge corporations manufacturing outside of the USA to return to America's shores. To better understand why we promote the Buy American Made campaign, I ask all of you to look at the tags on the clothing that you're wearing right now to see where the items were made. As you look at the labels, consider how much better America's economy would be if just the clothing industry was employing more Americans. Well, thanks for your participation and for spreading the word to others. This is Michael Blehosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcasts from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.